A new study out from top academics argues that Google knowingly manipulates its search results, burying competitors and limiting consumers' options. And Google controls 70% of the global search market. It is worth noting, however, that the study was paid for by Google's rival, Yelp, and Google is refuting the findings. For more, let's turn to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Mark Bergen is associate editor at Recode. He covers Google, and he joins us from San Francisco. Mark, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And there are a lot of questions here, starting with, is this at all surprising? Google's been under investigation for this kind of thing in the past, that they're manipulating search results.
Correct, and they're currently under investigation right now in the European Union for a similar claim that they're using their search dominance to promote their own shopping product. And Yelp is making a similar claim around local search. So they conducted a study in which they used Google's current results around local search. So say you're looking for a restaurant in New York, and then they stripped out what they deem are all the what Google puts in with its own options and its own content, and they showed that consumers prefer the non-Google version, essentially.
Well, what would Google be emphasizing in its version?
Right. Well, Google uses a lot of different structured data, some of it around kind of maybe the accuracy of a map, or the value of a review, and kind of its mystery secret sauce of the algorithm. And Yelp's claims it also is promoting content that goes on Google Plus, which is Google's kind of very beleaguered social network.
Is that still around? I didn't even realize Google Plus was still there.
It is still around. And they still have businesses that have Google Plus pages and as part of Google Plus Local. So about 6 years ago, Google started to run what's called a one box, which is basically changing the search results. So now instead of what Google had from the onset, which was kind of 10 blue links, you have a map and then you have a curated list of the search results. And so Yelp's claim is that Google's defense in the FTC trial, now the EU as well, is that whatever they're putting forth is the best consumer option. Right? And Google always puts forth the product, the best search results for users. And Yelp's claim, and now with Tim Wu, the Columbia professor, is that this is no longer optimal for consumers.
And the reason that people are listening so closely to this and looking at this study is because Tim Wu, this legal scholar and former Federal Trade Commission advisor, has in the past said that Google was not doing this, that they were not manipulating their search results. And so the fact that he's now on board saying they are is striking to a lot of people.
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal. I think 2 years ago, Tim wrote a fairly eloquent essay defending Google when the FTC closed its search bias trial, basically saying that the fact that Google's built the best search engine is the reason why people use it, and it's not anything anti-competitive. Now he's claiming that these facts demonstrate that Google's actually using anti-competitive behavior, and it kind of opens the case up for an antitrust lawsuit.
And the fact that Yelp funded this study, that's not raising many eyebrows?
It's raising certainly eyeballs in Mountain View, where Google's located. But this is typical. Microsoft has done the same. Google's done the same, right? These are academics that they're paid, often paid for these kind of studies. I think that what's raising a little bit more eyebrows in Google is the claim that Yelp is kind of cherry-picking some results around local search, and the study is not really the best demonstration of how Google currently runs its search algorithm.
I suppose some people may look at this and say, why wouldn't Google do this? It's not a utility that's run by the government. It's a company. It's in the business of making money. Of course, they would want to promote the things on their search results that they want to promote.
Right. And I think this kind of, it's a larger trend where a lot of companies that work in the web world are getting very nervous, but what Google's doing is changing its search results, right? So recently, you ask for the weather in New York, and Google will stop kind of listing maybe the list of websites that list the weather, and they'll just put in the actual weather right then. And what's it's done that kind of for more objective things, like say a math question or a recipe, and now it's moving into more subjective categories, like restaurant reviews or travel bookings or hotel recommendations.
And a lot of companies pay to have their results put higher up in a Google search. So maybe Google would be putting those results higher up just in the normal search results if it's a company that is paying Google anyway.
Absolutely. And you have companies like Yelp whose entire existence is based, a lot of it's based on Google referral traffic. And so they really have to fight for their life when Google makes changes, because Google has the ability to shake markets.
So what happens now with all this new information? Is Google going to face some legal action here in the U.S.?
That's pretty unlikely, but it depends on what happens in Europe. I think there's a much more higher chance of something happening in Europe. And there is this a fine that Google's facing, which is upwards of $6 billion, which is not nothing, but still not, you know, something that Google can manage. The more significant change for their business would be that the EU actually forces them to change the search results page and to change some of their algorithm. So that might happen in Europe, where you might see a very different search results page than you would in the U.S.
That's Mark Bergen, who is associate editor at Recode, talking with us all about Google, which is facing new allegations that they are manipulating search result data. Mark, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.